Well, I have to confess to you that I did not stress a whole lot this past week over coming up with a homily. But I love that gospel reading. You know, it's something that we all need to hear. Don't worry. Don't worry. Jesus said the very hairs of your head are counted. And we, especially these days, we need to be reminded not to worry. Of course, if we're human, it's not possible not to worry about anything. But realize every once in a while that God holds this world in his hand. God's will is being worked out in history. We don't understand it. We don't see it. But that is, in fact, happening. You know, our gospel reading for this Sunday is about prayer. And I want you to know that prayer is not just using words. Prayer can just be silence, sitting in the presence of God. You don't have to assume any particular position. You can pray while you're sitting, lying down, or running a race. Just open your heart to God and speak what your concerns are. Everyone has concerns. Or what your pain is. Just open your heart to God and let him see that. And I tell you, if you do that on a regular basis, you'll begin to see that your life will start to change. You'll begin to have a little bit more serenity in your life, which we all could use. I'd like to thank everyone here for your graciousness. I've been here, I don't know how many years now. They wouldn't know offhand.
Oh,
12 years. But who's counting? And I'm very happy to be able to leave behind me a parish of, the bishop thinks highly of this parish, by the way, and St. John's too. There is no significant conflict here. And it wasn't like that when I first came here. And the same with St. John's. So I'm very happy to be able to hand on a parish where there's no significant conflict. Now there's normal conflict, like who forgot to plug in the coffee? But nothing really, really serious. So, and, you know, and of course, I think a lot of that does have to do with the priest. They say, you know, people say, well, the priest doesn't matter. Well, you know what, the priest does matter. But it's not only the priest, it's the people. It's because of you. I walk in here and I can feel the warmth and the love. I've had people tell me, new members, I came in here and I just felt so cared for. I was welcomed so warmly. And that is really one of your greatest gifts. You've stood by me in some real traumas in my life. I had very serious surgery on my neck. I won't go into any details on that, but it took me like 3 months to recover. And my balance still isn't real good. And also at the tragic death of my son. Some of you know what that's like. I hope you never do. There is nothing, I don't think, that's more painful than that. So you have been supportive of me, you've given me space, the wonderful cards that you sent me, and you have been patient with me as I kind of processed all of this. And I am grateful to the bottom of my heart. And I just want to say that I love you all.
And we love you too.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please stand.